James Fawaz. He's the owner of the Utter Creamery, which is just off Saginaw Street. Road construction has hurt this small business and caused some financial challenges, and we wanted to talk with James about this. James, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great this morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How long have you owned the Utter Creamery?
This is only our third season there, so just a little over 3 years now.
And although the road construction is complete, you think that the length and the way that road construction was handled has really hurt your business and may cause you to close?
Oh, yes. It's been a challenge on us and everybody, I think, on the west side of town.
Well, we'll talk about it.
Well, I mean, it's when you consider a five-month period of construction, granted, one way was open for most people, but that one way was closed coming out of town from Oakland, and when you get down to Horrocks, it's a real bottleneck. So I think a lot of people just consider the west side of town out of bounds. So for like us, our business, you know, we're a summer-related business. We rely on warm weather, which we've got, God bless us, and we've got a week of 80-degree weather. I just don't know if we can get enough customers in to get the money we need to cover the back bills we've got. But when you've got 5 miles of road construction on one whole side of town, I think everybody, and I imagine most of your listeners would agree that they just avoided it.
Were you given enough time to prepare for this?
Yes and no. I mean, you know, when you hear a hurricane coming in, you really don't know what's going to happen until it hits you. The unfortunate thing is if a hurricane hits Florida or the East Coast, it's a day or two or maybe a week of challenges, and then you can get back to your life. With 5 miles of road construction, you really don't know what's going to happen for 5 months.
Was everything done that could be done to help you and fellow business owners during this road construction?
You know, I felt it was until now. You know, I don't like to complain, but we're like 6 months behind on our rent, and our landlord is evicting us if we don't come up with a back cash. So for the last month, I've been going from bank to bank, and mainly, you know, local banks up and down the Saginaw corridor should understand, you know, where we're at. And I'm going to them, and they're kind of like, well, our hands are tied. Your credit isn't, you know, perfect. And so I've called, you know, MDOT. I've called Eaton County. I've called the state reps to say, hey, look, you know, you guys put this project together. There should be some funding, small loans, short-term loans, something to, you know, help the struggling businesses that just can't get the money conventionally to keep us in business. I mean, it wasn't, I don't feel it was my issue that I did something wrong or my business practices or policies are incorrect. We just got stuck in a scenario that we had our hands tied and worst of scenarios.
Now, you've been in contact with the owner of the property, which was based in Chicago. Tell us about that interaction.
Well, their interaction is more or less, we're not your partner, and we want our money or get out. We'll find somebody that can pay. And they actually even came to town 2 weeks ago and noticed that it was only a one-way construction, and they still didn't really even care.
So how long do you have?
Till the 14th of this month.
So you have exhausted everything you can. Now, you know, some people are going to say, you know what, James, we feel bad for you, but because you have bad credit, you know, whose fault is that?
Well, you know, unfortunately, it is my fault. We had some financial issues that came aroused. But you know what? The way I look at it is I'm in Michigan, and I think a lot of people would understand. They lost their job. They lost their home. You know, we had some investments we lost. We lost our home. My wife and I had to move. Our family had to move. And, you know, that kind of puts a big ding. I mean, it's interesting to listen to the banks. You know, Fifth Third is one I love. I hear it on your radio station all the time. We've got millions and billions to loan. I walked into there, and they're like, oh, sorry. And you're going, yeah, I know I lost my home, but I've got a business that makes money. It's made some money, not a lot. I mean, granted, you know, we're only 3 years old and we're backpedaling out of a bad, previous, business that was there. It had been kind of run down a little bit. Business has been coming up, but we've got a scenario here. Well, we can't guarantee that you'd pay us back. I'm like, if I don't get my rent, I won't pay anybody back. I went online to there's a bunch of loaning companies on the computer that people will put money together and loan you the bulk that you need. And they said, well, if you're behind on rent, we can't loan it to you. I said, well, that's what I need the money for.
So a week from today, unless you get some help, your business is going to close.
Pretty much. I mean, I told the landlord, I said, by the 14th, if I can't find the money, I'll move. And if I close, I will not relocate. I can't afford to pay rent now. I'm not going to be able to relocate in the middle of the winter with no financial backing and relocate.
Well, why keep doing this, James? I mean, why deal with the headache? Find something else to do and let it go.
Well, you know what? Steve Jobs just passed away, and I heard on the radio he went through a lot of headaches, more than most people would even imagine. Sleeping on a couch, struggling for one good meal a week, walking to a church across the town from where he went to college. You know, this country is based on small business, entrepreneurship. It's not about going and getting a job. I mean, I hear it all the time. Well, why don't you just go get a job? You know what? If I could go get a job, I probably would, but I wouldn't be happy because I like to control my life. And I think a lot of the small business owners like that idea and like that thought. My dad's a foreigner. He came from overseas. He didn't come to this country for a job. He came to this country for opportunity to build something greater than just a paycheck once a week.
And you have been in contact with Eaton County officials as well as your state representative, and what happened?
Well, actually it was Delta Township, and they said there's no funds set aside. There's nothing really available. I've checked with the banks for SBA loans. I don't qualify. And I really have not heard back from my state rep other than the secretary said that she hasn't found anything that would be applicable for our circumstances.
So you've exhausted every avenue that you know of?
Other than maybe just getting out, it was really funny. Reno's is, most people know of Reno's. The young lady that owns the business on the west side and the east side, she has spent a lot of money remodeling her location. And I asked her for her banker, and she gave me her banker, and her banker actually told me, no, you're not going to look like you've got your ducks in a row, and why don't you ask Jesse, the owner, if she'd loan the money to you? And I asked her, I said, I don't have anything, I've got nothing to lose than ask everybody that I know if they've got a dollar or two or some money that they would be willing to loan, a business that has been there for 30 years. It's just hit a hiccup.
All right, well, we wanted to get this story out. The one thing I'm going to suggest that you do, because he may be able to help you, you need to call Curtis Hertel Jr., who is the Ingham County Register of Deeds. He may be able to lead you in the right direction. Why don't you stay on the line? We will give you his number. There's also someone else I want you to call. They may be able to help you also. James, I want you to stay in contact with us because, according to you, a week from today, you're going to shut the doors on your business unless you get some help. You need about 10 grand to catch up with back rent and some other bills, and you want to keep working. We will stay in touch with you, and I will pass this information on to Curtis Hertel, but you hold on. I'm going to get you his cell phone number.
Well, great. Thanks, Tony.